that when one undertakes to study a particular sefer, it's important to really to know something about the Mechaber in order to appreciate the teachings of that Mechaber. And basically that's what we have been doing throughout every shiur, giving a little bit of a synopsis. Again, in this case, the Ramchal. So we'll take a look first just on one side that we have in the sheet, which is marked Hakdoma, that side. We'll take a look quickly. Again, a little bit of an appreciation of the Ramchal, which is basically from an edition of a sefer called Bimsila Nale. He points out as follows. He says that Me'oz Hoifosoi Shel HaSefer Mesilas Yesharim BeAmsterdam. From the very first moment that the Mesilas Yesharim came on the scene in Amsterdam, which was Shnas He'alofim Tavkuf, which is the year 1740. Zochel et Futsa G'doyel Ruchavim Oy. The Sefer was Zeichet to be spread out very far and widely accepted. As he points out, Boyoyser Kodesh Benerets, Binyona G'doyel Yisrael, the Sefer that had been completely, very much appreciated and highly evaluated by G'doyel Yisrael, Eino Ha'edo, because Shikavos Ayahadus, crossing all barriers, doesn't make a difference, Ashkenazim or Sfardim, in all areas of Klal Yisrael, Mesilas Yisrael ranks among the first in terms of the Cheshivas and appreciation, and in terms of the Tachlis, what it intends to achieve. L'dugme, he points out, that Mesupar al Agoyim Mevilna, which is brought down the Hakdoma, to the Sefer Derech Hashem, also from the Ramchal, a particular edition, and the Sefer writes like this, V'pam Rishoyno, the very first time Shiyotz the Sefer Mesilas Yishorim L'yor, the very first time when the Mesilas Yishorim came out on the scene, meaning after its first print, so Omar Hagoyim Mevilna, Vilna Goyim said, Ki hoitia oir chodosh al pnei tevel, that a new light came upon the scene. But Omar the Goyim said, different versions, different slight variations to exactly what the Goyim said, that Yilu hoi haramchal b'chaim, if the Ramchal would still be alive, hoi hoi lev b'ragul of the Kabul Ponum, would actually go by foot in order to be Mekabul Ponum of the Ramchal. Well, the Goybel Chavivis HaSefer, in fact, to show the great Chavivis, love to the Sefer, the Chashivis, Nosan Ba'adoi Dinner Zohar. The Goyen himself gave a gold coin, Shoyenechshav Sach Rav V'yom HaMahim, which in those days was considered to be a large amount of money. In addition to that, Bo'yerogi Lachzer Olav Harbor, the Goyen was accustomed to Chazer over the Ramchal, the Mesilas Yishar, many times. In addition, Bedarko Yishol Agro, Dorach Talmidoi HaGodol, HaGoyin Rechaim Eveloshin. Rechaim Eveloshin, of course, was the noted Talmud of the Goyin, followed in the footsteps of his Rebbe, the Vilna Goyin, Rehu Hoyre Le Talmidoi, and Rechaim Eveloshin gave instructions to his Talmud, the famous Balmuser Rebbe Yosef Zundel Mesalam. He gave instructions, and he said as follows. He said as though, Rechaim Eveloshin, quote, Kol Sefer Musar Toiv Lilmoy. Of course, every Sefer Musar is a good thing to learn. Ach Sefer Mesilas Yishorim Yeh Menahalo. That should be your guide, that should be your leader. That should be the Menahel of your life. So although all Sefer Musar are good and fine, but Sefer Mesilas Yishorim, this should be your Menahel, this should be what leads your life and guides you. The Kach and so, Nohagu Ovois Tenuis HaMusar, all the leaders, the founders of the Musar movement, of course, who were the experts in Musar, all of the various founders and the leaders of the Musar movement, Talmidei HaGro, She'olu V'His'alu Be'emtsoyes HaSefer HaKodesh HaZeh, that they, in fact, that they grew and they matured in their Avodas Hashem and their greatness and their godliness through the medium of the Sefer. V'chein Kosav Moiri Zekeni HaGoyim V'Avrom Shloim Mezal Mentsoyrif, who was Talmidei HaGro, She'olu L'Eretz HaKodesh. As you know, to this day in Yerushalayim that you have the Minhogi Yerushalayim, which are basically based upon the Talmid HaGro, where you see that in Yerushalayim that the basically Minhogim that are followed today, of course now Yerushalayim is the Yerushalayim Yisrael, which you have, say, immigrants from all over. But originally going back with the Talmidei HaGro who came and they established, as you see back in Yerushalayim, you go to Meisharim, you go and so forth, other than if you go to a particular Chassidus. But in general, as you know, Yerushalayim, for example, Shlomo Zalman Orbach were Yishtraimel. That's not a Chassidus Yishtraimel. That was called a Yerushalayim Yishtraimel. It's part of the Talmidei HaGro and so on. It says, Rabbi Yashiv, where's Yishtraimel? It happened to be a Chassidus Lebush as well, but it's not a Chassidus Yishtraimel. It's part of the Lebushim of the Talmidei HaGro that were Oyle, Teretz Yisrael in those days. And of course, also at the same time, as we know, not in contrast, but also Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, also were Oyle at that particular time, but they settled, as you know, in Tverian and in Tzfas. Therefore, you go to the Beis HaChaim HaYoshon. In Tveria, you have, you know, the Kivrit Tzadikim, Ramendel of Vitebsker, and so on and so forth, which were from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. So he writes, V'chasim Mesifroi Menachem Tzion. This is referring to this particular person, Ravrom Shlomo Zalman, who was Metalmidei HaGro. He writes, Ashrei Ahoy Geboy. He said, fortunate is the person who studies the Sefer Mesilas Yeshorim, Achiyeh Roi Vasefer Choku Kaliboy, until most of the Sefer basically is carved on his heart. Ubezeh Yoboy El Tachlis Briyas Odom B'Yoylam HaShofel Azeh. And this will bring into the purpose of living in this world and being created, V'yachsen Achesruach L'Yoytzer Nishmosoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition, the Chaim Kosov HaGoyin reviewed the Siegel in Manchester, very well knows, very well familiar with him, the Kohen Lebrocha, Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. He wrote this in the Askoma to a Sefer, Tzoma Nafshi, which is a Sefer on the Ramchal. So writes, the Mashgiach, reviewed the Siegel, writes, Gavorche, many years ago, we had the Rav Shalom Shadron, who was here, who came a number of times into this area. He was sitting at the Shabbos, at my Shabbos tables, we're discussing the Manchester and Mashgiach. Actually, Rav Yehuda Segel, so he says to me, he said, not only, of course, did I know him, but he says, in my opinion, he says, and then he thought for a second, he says, a third of the world, Zichir is Oymed on his foot. That was Rav Shalom's opinion. The godless of Rav Yehuda Segel, he says, a little Welt Zichir, he says, a third of the world, Zichir is Kaim, he says, B'schusoy. So he writes, Rav Yehuda Segel writes, and I say from Mesilas Yishorim, he says, Mushrach bilaveinu, it's rooted in our hearts. V'chol pam shonu lomdim boy, unu margishim toyelis, v'dvorov ha'gdoishim nechnosim el alev, v'oisim roishim adet. And in fact, they leave a tremendous impact in the roishim to those who study it. And so on, this is not only from the Goyin's camp, so to speak, from that camp, but also gam gedoyla ha'chasidus, but also the gedoyla chasidus, so from the chasidish camp. Haritzus Ramchal is Svarov. Tremendously were Maritz, right? And were Machshiv the Ramchal, who Magid HaKodesh Memezrish. And the Mezrish Magid, of course, who was the successor to the Baal Shem Tov, Omar, and he said, that Ein Doiroi Hoyekedai Lehovin Tzidkosoi Uprishosoi. That while he was living during his lifetime, unfortunately, as we know, he was fraught with tremendous, tremendous opposition and tremendous Isnagdus. Ramchal had a very, very stormy, stormy life. And the Menshech Hasman, we hope we'll get into it a little bit, which he was opposed very, very fiercely by many due to his study of Kabbalah and so on and so forth, which at that time was a sensitive issue. We started out in the Hagdomah to the first year here. So the Magid writes, the Magid of Mezrich said that the door was not poshut kedai to have Havonah to the Tzitkis and the Prishas, and so on. Al Tzifrei Sharam Chal, there's a Sefer called Choker Mekubel. So Bo Baskom is saying on that Sefer, Mekidoyle Talmidei Achoizim Lublin. Hamalim al neis gedulas hamachaber usvorov, and the gabbai the sefer mesilas yishorim, the vision serebir of Chaim Meyer, of course, who was the father of the present two vision serebis, when there's a stroll on the Monsi, the father was the Imre Chaim. So the ha'admer of Chaim Meyer Hager in the visionets, he writes in the letter, and he quotes where the source, he writes as follows, he writes the tasmid lilmoid mesilas yishorim, he says. Make sure to continuously always learn the Sefer, B'chol Yoyim, the Tavzer Kamepomim, at Shihei Rogil Alishoyim Chavlibcha. It should be part of your tongue. It should be something that should be ingrained within you. And a matter of fact, V'chach Noag Imre Chaim B'yatzimoy, Apiedis Hamalavishaloy, someone who went and escorted Imre Chaim, was made, brought down in the Sefer, Tzomanavshi, and he said as follows, She'b'chol Yoyim Kishoholach Baderech, Lifnei HaTfilah, when Imre Chaim went, he took a little stroll, he said, before davening, So as he took his walk, b'chol yoyim litnatfila, he would chazer, he would learn the Mesil Teshom Bapeh, b'chol yoyim hischil b'mokim shigomar, is as he points it out, b'yoyim sholefonov. So this is the situation that we see, of course, the same Mesil Zisharm, the way it was held in the highest of esteem by all. So now, mitzarechot, morav erkoi v'chashivusa shel ha-sefer ha-yokar hazeh, davki b'dor shalonu. So we can imagine, in our generation, b'dor sheboi ho-emes naderes, it's a time we're living in a generation where truth is something that can't be found, that is lost. We're living in a olam ha-sheker more than ever. V'darkei ho-avoido v'tikun ha-midis shoyme mimenetushim, this is something that is abandoned. People don't follow it. And Mamela, the whole Indian of Tikkun HaMidos is something that is so void, Rahman al-Islam. Sefer Zeh, Yesh Bo Yisai Yecholis, L'Roimim, Kol Odom, B'chol Matziv Shehu. So is written in the Sefer Tzom HaNafshi, in the Hagdomer, Mechein Kosov, who was Nabuchnifter not so long ago, Agoyin Rishloim Bevoldova, who was one of the great Balamusar of our time, who writes in the Yaskoma to the Sefer Das Tvunos of the Ramchal, which had a pirish of Reb Chaim Friedlander, who was a Mishgiach in Ponovich. So Reb Shlomo Volber writes that Sefer Mesilas Yesharim hu manig doireinu b'musa. That is the manig hador. In the area of Musa, the Mesilas Yesharim, that's manig doireinu. Ach mitzad sheni, but as great and choshev as the Sefer is, in our time especially, letzareinu, we have to express our tzar that doireinu, he writes Reb Shlomo Volber, lo yizocho, sha'sefer ha'god lazeh yishamish k'madrich merkozi. For somehow people did not take it to be their central guide in their lives, Yunai Umasel Avodas Hashem. Afloilam Mevakshim Moisov. He says, Al Af Pirsumoy Harav, even though everybody knows about it, ask anybody, everybody heard about it. Hakora Hamuskemes Begoidul Toyelis, and everybody agrees that he understands that he heard the great Toyelis. But nevertheless, he says, our generation still is left wanting to do justice in terms of appreciating and certainly learning the Sefer. So this gives us a little bit in a nutshell, a little bit of an idea of the Mesil Tishorim. So we're going to go further, Rabbi Isai, here in the Ramchal. Let's just remember where we left off. The Ramchal said that basically, that many of the concepts here are Dvarim Pshutim. And Agav, as many of the Mefarshim Ramchal said, Ramchal says that what I'm talking about is Dvarim Pshutim, that's only on a general level. But of course, once you slice it up into detail, to detail all the Protim, there are a lot of Chedushim here. And he says that in accordance to the degree that many of the concepts are so poshut, that's why it is overlooked. Which basically means, Rabbi Isai, that the most important things in our lives that everybody admits is true are the things we ignore most of the time. It's an interesting phenomenon. But the most important things that everybody agrees that this is emes, these are things that we ignore. And many years ago, Rabbi Victor Miller actually pointed out, and he gave a moshul. He says, if you take your finger and says, and you put it in front of your eye, he says, and keep at looking at it, he says, at your finger for a while, he says, you'll stop seeing your finger. He says, and it's a fact, he says, after looking, keep looking, after a while, poch it, he says, you don't see your finger. Then not have to show him because you lost your eyesight. Because it's so poch it was there all the time, poch it, you fail to see it. It is something that's there, but looking at it over and over again, it becomes so common. It becomes so regular because of the regulus of the Metzias, continuously looking at it, so much you don't even realize you have it. The finger's not there anymore. And so on, this refers also to Yonim of information. The things that are so mefursim, so to speak, or things that are considered to be so poshut, but therefore they are tended to be overlooked. And people sometimes don't realize, as a matter of fact, how important they are. He gave another example, he says, which is very interesting, he says, in front of your house, let's say you have 6 steps to go up. So he says, ask a person, he says, how long are you climbing those steps? So you say, 25 years I live here. Ask him how many steps he has. He doesn't know. Been climbing for 25 years. He has no idea how many steps he has in front of his house. The things that are more poshut, he says, those are the things that basically which are the most obvious, and yet these are the things that we tend to overlook, and we tend to ignore them. And the emes is, he once pointed out, this is also true in Ruchnius, and just to give a practical example so you'll understand, that the most important things, that, which we agree are most important, and yet we ignore them. He gave an example, he says, most likely, he said, that the subject, which probably, he says, is least spoken about in a Jewish home, a subject that's least spoken about in a Jewish and a frum home. We're talking about a frum home. Most likely, says the Olam Haba. Olam Haba probably is the most important thing in a person's life. That's his whole avodah. So avodah in this world is to be zoyche to Olam Haba. How many times you realize in a person's life does he even discuss this idea? He says that if you're brought up in a frum Jewish home, he says, how many times try to think back was Olam Haba mentioned at your Shabbos table? Even discuss Olam Haba. It's one of the most important subjects which are neglected. And they continue to point out and say that I may go a step further. He says, what else is most important and neglected? He says, yes, Hashem, he says. And he was the Lashon, he says. How many people ever discuss, and he spelled it out, G-O-D, he says. How many people did they mention it? He says, you can go through weeks and weeks and weeks. Yes, he mentioned it in the davening. It's right there. So that's mainly, it's in the Siddur, so you're going to mention it. But he says, but in terms of conversation and so on, he says, how frequent do you ever hear people talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Almost never, he says. The most important subjects in life, he says, are ignored. You see a group of people standing and talking, so you go and you listen and you listen and you listen. He says, no, no one's talking about Hashem. They're not talking about Olam Haba. He says, see people sitting on a park bench. Then you go over and you listen and listen. He says, no. He says, no, they're not talking about Olam Haba. He says, and they're not talking about Hashem. Here again. This is clear to show. That's what Mishil Tashorim says, the Loshon Al-Kain, this was what we ended off last week, Eina Toyeles Ad, he says, he chazers it over with Hasmoda to revive it, to keep reviving, reviving, Achimesim Eliboy Choyvosoy, Ashehu Misalam Emeno, something which you tend to overlook. So Melo, what we are talking about here when we're saying that these important principles are overlooked, we're not talking about people. We're not talking about people who didn't keep Torah. We're talking about people who lived in the most choshev and mekaymes. This is going back, you realize, going back to the time of the Mesil Sisharim. You're going back 3 centuries. You're talking about all of the choshev tekehilis. It could be Vilna, it could be Prague, it could be Krakow, it could be any of the most choshev tekehilis, it could be Frankfurt. The choshev tekehilis of the time, people who were strong in Torah, and yet, this is what he's talking about. There are so many important things in life that basically that measures our success in this world. And these things are mostly ignored, and basically they are forgotten. And that's why the Mesilas Yeshorim is actually encouraging us, and he's ma'ayir us, how important it is to review, he says, these ideas, and constantly said, repeat them in our minds. So no matter where we are, when we're sitting, where we're eating, where we're going, where we're walking, that this should be in our mind. The idea of Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Somed should be something which is very, very paramount. We take a look now, Rabbi, on the second side of the sheet. And hear what Rabban comments on this Mesilas Yeshorim. Rabban Kotler in the Sefer Mishnas Rabban, which is in Chelik Aleph, it's on the other side of the sheet, where he points out that people overlook these items, he says, Mipnei Roiv Pirsum Hadvorim. So Rabban writes there in the Sefer, he says, Kosaf a Mesilas Yeshorim Bagdomosoi. He says that Mesilas Yeshorim writes in his Hagdoma, Ki Hadvorim Hayiduim Vapshutim Nelomim Mipnei Yodom Leroiv Pishutosom. He says, the things that are known and which are poshut basically are overlooked by people due to the fact that they are so poshut. Therefore, a person really has to be involved with these ideas and these principles to revive them, to bring them out from the back burner, to bring them out to the front. So Rabban explains the best way of doing this, to be able to live with these principles, to make these principles come alive. The Hakir Yotzer, if a person really wants to be more aware, who will Echadish Binyan Dovrama, to do something extra, to be Mechadish something. Because Vahachidish Dovr Hu Hagoyrim Lehavir Yotzer Cholinyan. Whenever there's an element of newness, when there's an element of freshness in your Avodas Hashem, in a particular area, that basically makes the idea clearer and puts your mind into it better. Achapshutois Vahayaduois Mekabloys Oyer Vizoyar Chodosh. Until that which was known till now, all of a sudden it appears to be something new, as if you never heard it, due to the element of Chiddush that was put into it. Vahesogis Nas Vayishonis Nasis Chadoshis. And that which till now was old, due to the element of Chiddush, now they become new. And he points out what the Gemara says, as we know in Soite. The Gemara says in a number of places, Shas as well. The Gemara says that we have, many times, we have various parshas in the Torah that were repeated. But the Gemara says, that kol parasha shenemro v'nishnas, that any parasha in the Torah that was taught once and it was repeated, why was it repeated? Not for the sake of chazora merely, but it says v'nishnas ele b'shul dovash v'nishchavish bo. In other words, in the second repetition, if it appears to you it was just repeated, you realize it's not stam repeated. But the Gemara says it was repeated because there's one element of chiddush that was not stated the first time. So the question is, the Baran says, if you wanted to give us a chiddush, why didn't you put it all into the first time? In other words, the only reason it's repeated is what? Not for the sake of repeating it, but because of the element of chiddush. So why didn't you put the chiddush into the first time? So the Baran says, v'lechayra harehoya be'efshari, certainly would have been possible, l'hoysev ha'chiddush be'parashah rishayna. So certainly you could have put the chiddush right away there in the first parashah. Put all the information right there, in the first parashah. Achabir, but you know what the answer is. He says, Lishnois HaParsha Shainis. There's no question that Chazor is necessary. However, to tell you Stam Techazor is not going to be meaningful to you. Because it will be like just merely looking at it, something that you knew already. So in order to give Chashivas and quality to your Chazorah, that your Chazorah should really be something that you take to heart, is because of the element of Chiddush. So Rabbi Aaron says, it was necessary to repeat, because you need Chazorah. But simply repeating the same thing over again won't find its mark. It won't excite you. So in order for the Chazorah to be meaningful, an element of Chiddush had to be put in. So now your Chazorah will do, hopefully, what it's supposed to be doing. That's the Nekuda of Chazorah with a Chiddush, which means Elosh Teyelis, Hishinoisa. The Teyelis of repeating it, who? Kishis Chadish Badova. The Zafkin, when there's something, an element of newness. Kvar Yiziru Chazal. And Chazal already have warned us, and we all know that. That B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Yiyu K'moy Chadoshim B'enecho. So Chazal say, what do you mean I commanded you today? I wasn't commanded today, it was a long time ago. But it means in your minds, it should be taken as a new message. Why? Why is it so important? That's a fact of life. People are not spoiled from the old. That which they saw already. That which they experienced already. Rak al yedei. Says, by bringing in something new, he says, Chodosh, that nasi shinui b'chol inyan. The element of newness changes the whole picture. So it's not just this nekuda, but that element that you added something new in it, so the whole avodah takes on a totally new level, and so on and so forth. So this is also true, Rabbi Yosef, of having mekayim mitzvahs. He puts on tefillin every day. He puts on tzitzis every day. He gives tzedakah every day. The alazachim. Comes Ravarn, he points out this is in a different area, points out Ravarn, and he says, the Hinea cause of Megana Biyosa, we find that the Pasuk basically, right, the Pasuk basically condemns more than anything Inyan mitzvah sanoshim lumoda. That means merely doing mitzvahs by rote. You know why? I see doing the mitzvah, but you're doing the mitzvah. Mishum, shahamasim hanasim hergo. Because when you do maisim just out of regilis, out of habit, as far as the mice itself, you're doing it the exact same way. There's no chasaron in the mice itself. The act is being done properly. However, he says, Haroshim al ho'oisa is chosar. But the Baran tells us when you do a mitzvah, there is a number of objectives. When a person does a mitzvah, of course, you're doing the Rotzon Hashem. But every time you do the mitzvah, there's a tremendous impact in Shemayim, in the Oilam Esol Yoinen, but maybe even more important, there is a Roshim on yourself. Hopefully that when a Yid did a mitzvah, he's no longer the same person as he was before he did the mitzvah. Because the kiddush of the mitzvah envelops the person and elevates the person. But if the mitzvah was only done by rote, so even though mitzvah the act itself, mitzvah the mice itself, the act was no different than the first time, but the roshim that the mitzvah is supposed to leave upon you, that you go away being elevated and receiving and absorbing the kiddush of the mitzvah, that's going to be missing. If it's merely done, mitzvah sanoshim alumoda. The roshim on the oiser, the roshim on the one who performs the mitzvah, is chosar, is going to be lacking. Because she'afim oisa mitzvah, even though technically according to the letter of the law, you did the mitzvah mamish 100% correctly. Even if you did the mitzvah mamish 100% correctly, you did the mitzvah b'chol tino'eho, ishleimuso mitzvah ha'pula atzma, as far as the act itself, you did the mitzvah the second time, the third time, the fourth time, you did it exactly the way the Torah wants you to do it. That's not enough. He says, but nevertheless, ach, sit, kivin she'ein, hakoro, hechra, as they said, hakoro, shoyzim, tzatziwa, Hashem, But being that one cannot see that he's doing mitzvah tzivui Hashem because he's doing it out of habit. So what's missing is the cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvah. You are missing the spiritual experience. That is the tachlis of a mitzvah. Not merely doing the mitzvah, but to have that ruch needs to get experienced by doing the mitzvah. That's going to be lacking if you're only doing it by rote, you're doing it out of habit. From that aspect, looking at it from that aspect, when nishlam tachliso kirou, so the tachlis of the mitzvah was not fulfilled. And so on and so forth. If you go down just a few lines, we have a little underline at the end of the four or five lines down. Rav Aharon brings down the Sefer Das Tvuno, is also from the Ramchal, and he quotes the Ramchal as follows. He points out, he says, V'yuyin b'sefer Das Tvuno Shekosa. He says, V'yuyin b'sefer Das Tvuno Shekosa. He says, V'loy kol b'nei yodom shovim. Ramchal writes in his other Sefer Das Tvuno, it's not all people are alike. V'loy kol ha'masim shovim. Nor are their maisim, their acts the same. V'tol dois masa ho'echad yis'alu. It's shayach that the tachlis or the consequences of one person can be so high ad reim shemei shemayim that it goes up to the high heavens. That told us maso achar, and yet the consequences of somebody else's act lo yisal, the cloud will not go up. Yoyinsim ben Ezeel, we already mentioned this once. Yoyshev veloyme, when a Yoyinsim ben Ezeel sits and learns, kol oif aparech olav nisraf. And Ramchal says, the Kanha Adroga Rabba, there's a vast difference in Madregas between two people doing the exact same mitzvah. You could have two people doing the exact same mitzvah, and it's not the same mitzvah at all. There's a world of difference between the two mitzvahs. Even though, technically speaking, as far as the act itself is concerned, they both did it perfectly. And yet the Madrega between this mitzvah and that mitzvah is the Kachoit Mizrach Marad, as Ramchal says, Lefi Hachonas Odom, according to the Hachona of the person. Well, Lefi, he says, Hachonas Amaisem Atzmon. Akan says Rabaran now, comes Rabaran. The Ailish Shire Goibla Hahendl, we cannot even estimate the great distance between Ulas HaMitzvah Imhu Mekadish Umetar Atzmoy. If a person does it through Kiddusha Tahara, so Yedei HaKanosa, by preparing himself, by preparing his mind, by dedicating his mind, right? The Etzim Umadrigosa Bikidusha, Rabaran says, Yuchpal Inyan HaMitzvah, the mitzvah becomes double. The exact same mitzvah, the quality of the mitzvah, it's not the same mitzvah as you do it without the yuchpal. Twice, you can multiply one mitzvah, you did a mitzvah once, and yet because of the hakona and due to the quality, to the ahav of the yira, which is put into that mitzvah, the mitzvah becomes actually doubled. And as he goes further, the gamboze, haine bikim ha-mitzvah, shloyim etoch hergo, rak echadoshim, etze gidoy lehi lechadesh dvorim, v'adiyah to be mechadesh, bein b'mitzvah atzmo, Bein bohoi sofa zihiris uzrizis. With the mitzvah a little bit more zrizis. Give some thought to doing that mitzvah before you do it. Do it a little better. Maybe come more on time. Whatever aspect, to do something which will enhance the quality of the mitzvah in so many different areas. If you do it in such a way, you were maybe lazy last time. Now do it with a little bit more of a bren. Put a little bit of mind. Put a little bit more kavone. He says, according to that, he says, to do it in a way that you were not accustomed to doing it before, V'zeh yigroim, this will be goyrim, his chachut b'chol ha-maisim she'asa kulom, k'moy she'nasa ha-chidish. Therefore, it elevates the entire maise, and it becomes a totally, totally different maise. This is the idea. And this is what Ramchal is referring to, that this refers also to Ashkofe, the things of Ashkofe, that by rote, something that we know just is ingrained in our minds, but just remain there without any additional thought, without giving it or any chidish, without going delving into it. Without reviving it and so on and so forth, it just becomes, it lays there dormant behind our minds, and therefore it becomes totally overlooked. Just want to show you something beautiful, because last week, Shabbos, when we were discussing the Be'eris, discussing the various halachas and a world of oimik, of soidis, and the secrets, and behind the secret of the Be'eris, in the eyes of the Rishonim and so of the Gedolei HaMefarshim. But we have here a thought which relates to exactly what we're talking about, from the Imre Emes, and take a look, three, four lines, the end of the Be'eris, where he points out on the Pasuk, the Imre Emes points out, on V'chol ha-Be'eris ashechofru am de'oviv, b'yimei Avrom Ovud, that all of the Be'eris, all of the wells that were dug at the time of Avrom Avinu, sitmun plishtim, the plishtim, basically they closed them up, v'yimalim ofor, and Yitzchok Avinu came, and then he re-dug them. It says in Pasuk, v'yoshav Yitzchok v'yachpor, So bring the Imre Emes. Issa b'koil simcha. Koil simcha was from the Rebbe Rabinim of Pshischa. So the Imre Emes brings from the Rebbe Rabinim of Pshischa, he says, Shaplishtim osu kemai savrom. Look here, that even the good things, so to speak, Plishtim, even the good things that Plishtim would do like Avram, Achoyo b'li chiyus pnimi. There would not be any inner vitality, there would be no pnimius. It would just be mechanical maisim. Ba'al zeh nemar, this is the kavonah, sitmum plishtim vayimalum ofor. It means, so chadish ha-pnimius, the inside of the bor, that's the pnimius. You have a well, the walls of the bor, right? But if the inside, that's the ikra of the well is what's doing inside. If you fill it up with ofor, it means there's no pnimius. If there's no pnimius, then the whole bor is useless. Sitmum plishti means that if the avoides ha'odom is filled with offer, means there's no pnimius, all you're left is with chitzonius, that is lacking, that is totally missing the point and the mark of avoides Hashem. And that's the nekudah he points out. Tzorach lechadesh ha'pnimius. And we're talking about, you have to be mechadesh to revive, that's the pnimius. It's not enough just to do whatever you're doing in avoides Hashem. What you need is the pnimius, kimayon, just like a well. Well, as we know, the koyach of chiddush. What's a mayan? A mayan, we know, a mikveh needs a shear. Mem saw, 40 saw. You need a certain amount of body of water. In contemporary times, there's a machlekes between the poskim. Is it 750 liters? Is it 900 liters? As is pointed out, mechsam sefer and so on. You need a shear. A mikveh that doesn't have the shear does not have a koyach tahara. However, a mayan, a live well, mikra aloch even bekoshu. As long as what you're putting in is able to be immersed, if it's deep enough to immerse, it does not need a specific shear. A mayan, you know why, he says? You know why? Because a mayan is not stationary. It's not the same old water staying there. It's constantly chiddush. And the koyach of chiddush is that even a koshu of chiddush outweighs many, many more times of old. That's the koyach of a mayan. The definition of a mayan is chiddush, newness, freshness. Kemayon shemeschadish umetaher bekol shehu. Ksev the posik says, the novi says, with the hi yirosa moisi, mitzvah sanoshim ulumoda, yes, you seem to fear me, but your shemayim is no more than like people who are doing it out of habit, which means afilo be your shemayim shuchim gankel chadish. We think you have to be mechadish only in maisa ha-mitzvah. Hashkofa also mitzvahish. Your shemayim. Shemayim is your shemayim. There's only one kind of your shemayim. Your shemayim. Yishamayim also needs chiddush, because otherwise it becomes nisyashe and it doesn't move you, and otherwise there's no feeling, ruchnizik experience in what you are doing. So Yishamayim also needs to be mischadish. Vimlav, he says, nasa regilis. It becomes a teva sheni. And he also quotes what Rabban said before, that isa b'chol yoyim, yiyim enecho kechadoshim, srichim lechadish b'chol yoyim, and so on. So I think just enough said for now about that. We see that this is the yesod in avodas Hashem, in every area of avodas Hashem, to make sure that doesn't become old, but to be able to be zoicha that every day to see a newness and a freshness, and that is by making a career of your avodas Hashem, working at it. Because merely decide I'll just do what I do yesterday, it's no challenge. We get up in the morning, there's no challenge to come to shul basically or to put on film. We put on yesterday again, but if you look at every day as a new opportunity to put on film, you put your mind to it, and maybe to be mechavim a little better. And maybe to be a little bit more careful. And maybe to do it a little bit with more zrizis. And so on and so forth. By adding this element of chiddush, by paying attention to the newness, to the new day, to the new opportunity, and appreciating the chance that we have to do the mitzvah, it will be a totally different mitzvah. So wherever you can put an element of chiddush, whatever is an individual thing by a person, in whichever area it is, this will enhance the total avodas Hashem of a person. So now we can go further, Rabbi and Ramchal. And I believe we concluded. Again, it depends which edition you have, but now we begin with Vitire. Vitire im Tizboine. Okay, so Ramchal goes on and says like this. Ramchal now says as follows. Vitire says, I want you to take notes. Ramchal says, Vitire, I want you to take notes. Im Yizboine. If you take a look in the world today in general, if you observe the people of the world, and by the way, Ramchal is talking about the Jewish world. He's not talking about the world in general. It's not negated to us. Ramchal says, if you're going to be mizbeinin, he says, he means if you take a look in most of the Jewish world, What are you going to notice? You're going to notice like this. Ki roiv anche haseichel hamohir vahapikchim acharifim. You'll notice that the majority of intellectual people, bright people, seichel digger people, where did they put the koich haseichel? In which areas are they mashkia, their moyach, their brains, their kishrin, their talents? Most people you'll find the following. There's a variety. Yosimu roiv hisboinanam vihistaklusam. You'll find that basically that they place most of their intellect and their observations bedakus hachochma in the fine points of wisdom, the oimiku yunin, and they will study. What will they study? They'll study, he says, ish, every individual, kifi netia sichloi v'chishkoi hativi. People, Rabbosai, have different proclivities, what subjects are desirable to them. The whole world of subjects together, between the sciences and philosophy and mathematics, as we'll point out. So every person has a cheshik tivi, has a natural cheshik. Can't explain why, Dabke. Just the same way when it comes to eating food. One person will like chocolate ice cream, the other likes vanilla. Explain why. Can't explain why. This is his cheshik tivi. This is his cheshik. So in the areas of intellect also. As far as intellectual stimulation, people have a natural cheshik in certain areas. This is the areas that somehow excites them. These are the areas. So therefore, those are the areas that they are going to concentrate and they're going to use their seichel, their intellect. As he points out, kiyesh, you'll have some people, sheyitrechu me'oid v'mechkar habriya v'hateva. There are people who are going to accent or concentrate their efforts in the world of creation. They want to understand science. They want to understand, you know, what makes this world tick. They want to understand the laws of nature, and so on and so forth. Fine. Then you'll have acherim, then you have other people. They're going to use their seichel, they're going to use their intellect. Then there are people going to use their seichel, their intellect for astronomy, right? That is tchuna. Handosa, mathematics, geometry, so on, these kind of situations. And then you have people who maybe are skilled and they're going to use their chokhmah in order to learn trades and to study various crafts, arts and crafts and so on. This is their talent. This is where the desire lies. They're going to use their seichel. They're going to use their intellect for those areas. Then, under the best of circumstances, what's the best of circumstances? To use your seichel for kedusha, right? That'll be the best. And then yet others. Yichnesu yoyser al hakodesh. You'll have people that will basically enter the realm of Kedusha, the world of Kedusha, Dahainu, which means Limud HaTorah HaKedusha. They're going to use the God-given talents, right? Instead of studying sciences or mathematics and the Andre Zachim, they're going to use their Kishron and their Seichel and their intellect to study Torah. Mehem B'Pupul HaLochis, and there's also variety. In Torah itself there's variety. Some people will study, right? Pilpul HaTorah. Mehem B'Midrashim. Some will study Medrash. Mehem B'Piska Hadinim. Some will study halacha. You know what? The Ramchal indicts them all. You can understand he would indict those people who are using their seichel totally for secular studies. That's their whole life. Right? That's their whole life. That's the purpose of their life. You can understand. The Ramchal, as he lumps together the different vocations, the different areas that people are at and lemaise utilize their seichel and their kishrin and their talents, which are thinking about those people who are using it for Kedusha, for Limud HaTorah, Ramchal indicts them also. Why? Look what Ramchal says. Continues. even though you have people that use their intellect, b'pilpul HaTorah, or b'midrashim, or in halachis, which is very important. However, says Ramchal, ach ma'atim yu min hamin hazeh. But among those who study Torah, you'll find that there are a few from this last group, very few devote study and machshava to perfection in avodas Hashem. That's the indictment. Belgian people. People with chokhmah, people with havana. They'll utilize under the best of circumstances, they're going to use their seichel and their havana and their seichel, everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them, they'll use it for Torah. But you won't find them dedicating their seichel to somehow to study Avodas Hashem. As if that's something that's natural. That's something you have to study. It's budget. We know you have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's just leave it that way. It comes automatically. Right? We know what we have to do, and we'll just do it. And we'll concentrate all of our limud, as we say, basically in halacha, and so on and so forth. Says Ramchal, very few people. Very few people dedicate themselves in order to gain perfection in Avodas Hashem. Very few. Namely, Alohahava, Alhayira, Valhadvekus. In order to be able to be an Oved Hashem out of Ahavas Hashem. Yirishimayim. You have to work on it. Dvekus. To be able to be Zeichet to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Balkol Shar Chelke HaChasidus. The word Chasidus here is not like Chasidus versus Misnagdim. He didn't know about that. Chasidus means piety. True, endlessly Avodas Hashem. He says, people don't work on that. Shar Chelke HaChasidus. Now, the reason it's neglected, again, he's very quick to tell you, it's not because they don't think these inyonim are important. It's not. It's not because they think that Avodas Hashem is something that doesn't deserve. It's not important enough. Because they ask a Yid, is Avodas Hashem important? Sabadah! The most important thing in the world, Avodas Hashem. So the reason it's neglected is not because people don't believe they're important. Veloy mipnei, said Ramchal. The reason for the neglect is not because she'ein dvarim eile ikarim etzlam. Because these things are not considered to be essential in their lives. Because Kim Tishalahem, just try to ask any of them, any of them. Kol echad yoimar, everybody will be very quick to say, shezeu ikar ha'gotu. No, Avodas Hashem, we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, that's what we're here in this world for. So everybody recognizes that this is an ikar gotu. And they also know, and they'll say, shlo yeduma chochom, chi yechochom be'emes, that you cannot really be a true chochom, shlo yizbaru esplei kol dvarim eile. That someone who is not clear about these things cannot really be a true chokham. This is basic understanding, this is basic wisdom, you have to have this. Yet, why is it neglected? But the reason he says, the failure that people don't devote study, right, time to study this, the thing is too posh. What am I going to study here? What can you tell me? I know there's such a thing called the Havas Hashem, and there's a thing called Yir Shemayim, so I heard it, finished, I heard it. Now you know I got to do it, and fine. But they think, being that it's such a precious thing in their mind, they don't realize that this is something that needs to be studied. This is something that needs to be reviewed. That's something that needs to be worked at. They don't recognize that this is something like anything else, that it has to be like a muscle, that has to be exercised. And if you don't exercise it, then it just begins to wane away, to wither away. This is true in the areas of Emunah, this is true in Ahavas Hashem, this is true in Yerushalayim. It's not just going to stay there where you left it. To them, being that it's so poshut, so they think there's nothing to work at. It's there, it's locked in. It's there forever. It's so poshut. So Yira Elohem Tzairech, they don't recognize, right? They don't recognize a need. Lehoitzi biyunam zmanav. It would be a waste of time to put in koyach and effort when you're talking about Avodas Hashem. And therefore they say to themselves, v'lo yishoa limud advorim o'ele. And therefore consequently, as a result of this, he says, the study of this subject, namely what we're studying, Mesilas Yesharim, the study of these items that we're going to be studying, Ukriyas HaSfarim Ezehamin, or studying other Sfarim of the same subject, you know where you're going to find them? Ki im etzel oysom she'ein sichlam kol kardak. In other words, the intellectuals think it's a waste of time to put seichel into this. Those people, you see, who can't make it to study deep things, so they can say, okay, I can't learn Gemara, I might as well learn Musar. I love it. I can handle a little bit of Musar. Don't have to be at this. I don't have to be at the grace of Chofet. I can do that. So all consequently, so who are you going to find people? So now what happens is that this becomes the study, the area of study for, quote, simple people. So the Chofet now is embarrassed to study. He says, I'm not going to study something that every Aleph Beis Talmud is studying the same thing. This is not for me. I'm already advanced for that, as he points out later. So he says, so ultimately, consequently, you're going to find out who's going to be studying these kind of inyonim. It becomes the subject of those, basically, whose minds, whose seichel is not so fine-tuned. Right? The kara of Leah is gas, and they have sluggish minds. So these people have shvachim moiches, sluggish minds, dull-minded, if you will. She'ele tira oysom shoigdim, he says, al kol zeh, lo yezuzu menu. And this is what they're going to be studying. And maybe they'll be studying only this, all the time. Which is also, we'll study other things as well. But upon this is going to be their subject. He says, it comes out, he says, according, that you'll see, that according to the custom of the world, echad mischased, so it comes out, in other words, when you see someone who is extra frum, so right away you say, you know what, he's probably a dull-minded person, that he became frum because he did a lot of study in Musa. You say, so automatically, if there's someone who's actually, who's a chosid, someone truly, who's a true Eved Hashem, you're going to say, he probably must be dull-minded, because probably he was motivated by all of these teachings. To the point that comes out that all of the milus will turn into a chasarm. So that's why the Mesilas Yesharim is the davke emphasizing, this is still the hadgom that we're up to still, to understand that the yeshiva, that this is really a subject that never ends. And truth, that's why when, before we start the shir, we point out so many times from the Goyim of Vilna and others, that the Goyim, you don't need a greater intellectual, the Goyim who goes down to history, Stam Goyim is the Goyim of Vilna, because he was the true Goyim in every area. And the Goyim of Vilna, how many times he has it over learning Mesilas Yesharim. They show that Adrab, the more intellect has nothing to do. Farkad, you need stimulation of Eidus Hashem all times, every time, and this has to be done over and over again at the same time. When I mentioned to you, Rabbi Isai, as we saw, if you think about it, it's a Mayudiga thing. How the Ramchal, when he indicted, he lumped together people who use their seichel to studying secular subjects. And he says that even those, he says, Acherim, he says, Yichnesu Yoser Lakoidish, which is Limud HaTorah HaKdoshah. So even those who use the Sefer for Limud HaTorah HaKdoshah, without your Shemayim, this is the Nekuda of Ramchal, you can learn all the Torah you like. You can be a master of all of Shas. But without through your Shemayim, he says, the Shairish and the Sibah of your Limud is no different than the Shairish of wanting to study mathematics. Understand? The Shairish. Because the shayrish of studying other studies is why? Because cheshkoi haptidi, because of his natural cheshik. So your natural cheshik drove you to study Torah. About it, so begin to study Torah. But if you trace it as far as the shayrish is concerned, so Moirik is that. If it's Torah without true your shemayim, so the shayrish, which is the hidden secret behind your motivation, is no different than the motive of being motivated to anything else. Because the motivation does not come from a your shemayim or from a avodas Hashem to standpoint. It comes to more of your cheshek ativi. So it doesn't have to be your cheshek. But it's just because this is your natural cheshek. This is your cheshek to do that. So therefore he says, in other words, the difference between studying Torah oy bazoi and other things is only bichitzoinius. Bichitzoinius, I've added to bichili. You're oisik in Torah. But in pnimius, going back to the shayrish, if it's not based on yira, it's not based on the idea of the yisaitis of avodas Hashem, then the pnimius is no different than studying any of the other situations. In other words, they have a cheshik for this, you have a cheshik for that. It turned out that way, this is your cheshik. The same way he can't explain why his cheshik is for this, as he pointed out. Same thing in food taste. I have that cheshik, explain it. This is the way I have it. So my cheshik happens to be, I get stimulation. It was the old story of the old Machal Shabbos, where the guy went to yeshiva, and he was a matzliach, learning at the time, then situations in his life just brought him, and he became distant from Yiddishkeit, and he went away, and he turned around, and took on a totally different lifestyle, contrary to belief. It's a famous story, so Shabbos, somebody sees him, that he's sitting and he's learning a Gemara, you know, he's smoking a cigarette at the same time, Shabbos, but he's sitting by a Gemara. He says, how is it possible, he said to him, that Shabbos, you're smoking a cigarette and you're learning Gemara? He says, what's the difference? He said, this is Gishmak and this is Gishmak. He says, it's both Gishmak. He says, that's how you learn Gemara. So it's the same idea, the same reason why he's smoking, that's the same reason why he's learning. so it's no different. So the same reason that why he's smoking, that's exactly the same reason why he's learning. So this is Torah without any Yira, without any Shoyrish of Yira. And that's the indictment that the Mesilas Yesharim is making. And in fact, it's not a simple situation, because there is a Beis Yosef, where the Beis Yosef says, this is Rochaim in the beginning of Simon Mem Zayin, says, Beis Yosef brings B'Shem the Maria Avua. There's Gemara Nadorim. And Gemara makes an interesting observation, and we see it. We see it today. We saw it in generations gone by. The Gemara says, "Dafeyale, mitnema tamid echachomim ein mitzuyin lotzeis mibneim tamid echachomim." We see a very uncanny thing that there are many tamid echachomim, but their children are not tamid echachomim, and it's not because they didn't give them a chinuch. It's not that they didn't send them to yeshiva. For some reason, they, the fathers, are or were tamid echachomim, and their children are not. So the Gemara says, "Ravina Omar says, Ravina." They're not saying Birchas HaTorah. What does that mean? So says the Bais Yosef, Shatam she'einam zoichim lebonim tamid chachomim, mitne she'ein mevarchim b'Torah. You know why they're not making bracha? The idea is like this. Birchas HaTorah means that when you learn Torah, you're saying, you're making a bracha. What's the essence of the bracha? You're saying, Asher b'chavonim ha'kolamim, or you're saying, Asher nosanonu Torah semes, you recognize that the Torah you're learning is not stama chokma. It's not just simply intellectual stimulation. It's not just simply a wonderful excursion in mental exercise, which it is. But you understand you're learning Chochmas Hashem. Without Birchas HaTorah, meaning without recognizing and acknowledging that I'm learning Torah Hashem, then it becomes a mental exercise like anything else. And if that's the case, he says, being that you're not learning Torah, because it is Torah Lishma, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, it becomes an umnes v'yalme, says the Bais Yosef. It's an umnes v'yalme like any other crap. But fichach en zoichim shalshelis hanimshach, v'oisik b'Torah lo yumushu mipicha. The that it says, Yemushim epicha, mepizaracha, mepizarazaracha, is when the Torah is Torah Hashem. But otherwise it becomes like anything else. It just happens to be words of Torah. It happens to be words of Torah. But so the words of Torah are merely code words, like in mathematics, X and Y can mean anything. So these words of Torah, have any words of Torah, but don't represent Torah. So every word of Torah can represent, who knows what it represents. To you it doesn't mean anything in terms of Torah. They happen to be words of Torah, but they can represent anything. They might as well be anything. So you're learning it like any umnes b'alma, like variables, code words, and so on. That's not the Torah that had the haftocha l'yimushu mipicha or mipi zera zeracha. So when we talk about avodas Hashem, so Ramchal says, and we'll just do another line, he says, time is short here, we'll do another line, so to make up a little bit for lost time from the other days. Ramchal says further, and he says, as he pointed out, okay, there won't be time to do that, so we're going to leave that. But basically, so what we'll conclude for now is to mention something, a very fascinating thing. And that is Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes in his sefer, Mitzvah Melio. Mitzvah Melio Chelik Dalit. It's page 339. Rav Dessler writes, he says, on the one hand, you know, when we talk about, simply, we spoke about Avodas Hashem becoming old after a while, unless the person really revives it. A freshness injects a newness into it, as we're pointing out. As Chazal point out, the idea, the danger of mitzvah sanoshim ulumodo. Rav Dessler says the truth is, regilis, habit, has milus and hishoinus. Most things are that way. Most things you can find positive aspects, think about any negative issue. Certainly in Midosh, we already went through that already, there are positive aspects when it's needed, and in the wrong time, then it's negative. The times the person has to use midas hagayva, vayigbal libe b'darak Hashem, and other times, of course, vishmoy shonam yoy. But the same Moshe Rabbeinu, he stood up, right, when the need was, and he broke the luchos. Didn't just sit back, there's a nono there, said, what can I do, and just throw up his hands, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu took action, took charge. L'chol ha'yod ha'chazoka, l'chol ha'moy ra'god, l'chol ha'moy shalem k'yisro. More than you think. The same Moshe Rabbeinu, who is ishmoy shonam yoy. But he utilized his mishtamish with the midas according to what the Torah what demanded at that particular time. That is the shleimus ha'odom. So Rav Dessler says, as far as regilis is concerned, he says, on the one hand, he says, midas toiva is basically to develop, the person has to continue doing them. If a person wants to acquire a midah, you have to keep doing it. Now, in addition to all of the intellectual study of a midah, it's not enough to actually become part of you unless you actually do it. And the more you're going to do it, you're going to be koyle this midah. But at the same time, what's the other side? The other side is, you keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and just keep doing it the same way over and over again, you may be koyle the midah, but then it becomes old, and so on and so forth, then it becomes regilis, becomes just out of habit, and then it loses the ischachis, and then the avodah becomes, of course, loses its meaning to a large degree. So there is the positive side. You need to do things over and over again to acquire a new midah, to change old habits. The way to change old habits into new ones is to practice the new way, to practice the right way. And by practicing over and over again, you're going to acquire it. But says Rav Dessler, but you have to realize, ki kol mashim murgul bayodom, the more a person becomes used to something, layasa oid reishim b'liboy. And he gives this fascinating moshul. He says as follows, begidol hachito, he says, this is the classical moshul. See the way he says, the wheat grows, he says. If we would have seen the first time, if we would be put on this planet, and we would see for the very first time, nobody told us, You would see the very first time, Odom Lekeach, he says, Garin Chito, he takes a seed, a wheat kernel. Toimna Bekarke, he hides it in the ground, that's how you plant the seed. You hide it in the ground, the yoytikol of mayim v'deyoyim v'yoyim, and every day he goes and he waters it. Ab, you keep observing that one seed, Achagarin Nirkav, until the seed becomes rotted. It rots away. That's the way it works. Lepesa, all of a sudden, Matzchil Hagarin Haroku, this rotted seed, all of a sudden, Laharis Simon Chaim, it looks like it turned back to life. It shows signs of life. It's a rotted seed. All of a sudden, that rotted seed shows signs of life. Mispateach boy, we see signs of life developing. Tahalich shel nezito, sprouting, growing, the gidul. At shesoifet, till the end result is, you have a kona, you have a stem, you have shibolim, you have stalks. Shekolachas makilo kama vekama. And this new stalk, by the way, gives you many. You start out with one little kernel, was supposedly rotted away, was dead. All of a sudden, it became tchisamation. It turned from dead into life. And all the produced a stalk, which is now filled with many, many kernels. Ha'im lo hoyinu mispalim, but we not be misspoiled. But Roy Moshe, this would be a nes shomamish. Is this not, he says, v'chizeh loy korui, v'shem tchis ha'mesim? Why would we be despoiled? The reason, he says, because we never saw this before. We would call it a nes. Why don't you call it a nes today? Today we call it nature. The reason we call it nature, he says, v'loy nefloy, why? Bichlal ha'hergil, because of the regilas. The truth is, says Rav Dessler, there's no difference between Nes and Teva. The only chilik is what? The chilik is, Teva is a Nes Rogil. That's what Teva is. Teva is a Nes, is a continuous Nes. And being it's a continuous Nes, we call it nature. It's a Nes She'en Kamoyu. Let me just tell you what some Soifer observed. Some Soifer once observed, he says, I want you to imagine. And imagine this. This is so lifelike. He says that Yidin in the Midbar, Yidin in the Midbar, was Zoyche to eat Mon Men HaShemayim. Mon fell from heaven. That was the bread. That was the daily bread. So imagine the young children that grew up in the Dor HaMidbar. They never saw any planting. They never saw any seeding. They saw mon fall in a shemayim. That became their natural phenomenon. To them, this was Teva. Teva was, you want to eat bread. You know where our bread comes from? Shemayim. Mon min a shemayim. Right? This is what they grew up with. This is what they were born with. Says some sofer, these same children, grown up, now come into Eretz Yisrael. No more mon. What do they see? Somebody going, taking a seed, a psanarish idea, takes a seed, puts it into the ground, the seed rots away. A few weeks later, things grow up. I'm going to get nest, he says. They knew mom comes from Shemayim. Food grow out of the ground, that's a nest. How can food grow out of the ground? We know it comes from Shemayim. It all depends on the perspective of what we're used to come to be able to see. That's the Ein of Regilus. That's the whole perspective of a person changes. The idea, to have an Avodas Hashem, which is Avodas Hashem to strive to, Hashem with the newness and the freshness, and that is the tachlis of Odom, and that is the choyv of Odom by Lomoy, and this is our purpose here on this world.